I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. News today of a dip in the numbers of U.S. workers filing for new unemployment benefits. That could mean the economy is shedding fewer jobs now. But unemployment is just one of many indicators analysts track to see how the economy is doing. Another, believe it or not, is underwear sales. The World's Jason Margolis explains.
This next piece of information you're about to hear is no joke. It's the reasoning behind why underwear is a good economic indicator.
You can go for just so long with the elastic having been blown out of your underwear. It's a very uncomfortable thing for anyone who's gone through that.
Yeah, those elastic blowouts do say a lot to Marshall Cohen. He's been tracking underwear sales for more than three decades, the past 10 with the market research firm NPD. Looking at underwear sales might sound like an odd way to track the economy, but Marshall Cohen says it is a good indicator because men's underwear is a commodity, something we need. When we have a little extra spending money, we replace essential items first.
And that's the critical component. When the consumer buys based on either pent-up demand or the necessity to replenish, that helps begin to get the consumer spending again, which in turn is a very good indicator that the recession is coming to a near halt and will end up in the stabilization period, which eventually would lead to growth.
According to Cohen's latest figures, sales of men's underwear in the U.S. are up slightly. That indicates that the U.S. economy is now stabilizing. And this corroborates what many economists are saying. Not bad. But can the underwear theory be applied across cultures? We were curious, so we did a little research of our own. My colleagues Alex Collins in London and Aaron Schachter in Beirut went on a fact-finding mission. In Lebanon, underwear sales appear to be up. Aaron visited several shops, including the Celios store in Beirut, where he spoke with store manager George Houri.
Do you think people in Lebanon buy them for comfort or for fashion?
For fashion.
Definitely.
Lebanese people are always like attached to, ego.
In other words, in Lebanon, men's underwear is not exactly a basic commodity.
Yeah, okay.
It's $20 for this underwear.
I know, man. I have like 12, you know.
Yeah, but you get a discount.
I get
nice cotton ones at the Gap for half the price.
Thanks, Aaron. Well, it seems like a bit of a stretch to interpret too much about Lebanon's economy from underwear sales. Let's go to London and see if Alex Collins had any better luck there. He spoke with Tanya Fielding, the menswear manager at the London department store John Lewis. Fielding said sales have been up steadily over the past few months. Alex asked, what's driving sales?
I mean, you've got this association with Britain that we're not really into design things, are we? We just want things that are practical. Do you think that's a load of rubbish?
The trade that we're seeing is coming from the fashion brands, and that's really about colour, vibrancy and the labels. The labels such as Diesel, Armani, Calvin Klein doing really, really well for us.
So this fashion trend is similar to what's happening in Lebanon. But in London, it does seem to indicate that the economy is getting better. Katrin Magnusson is a senior fashion analyst with the firm Mintel in London. She says earlier this year, young British men were looking for basic, cheap, white briefs.
And these obviously traditionally has been seen as an old man's pair of underwear, not trendy, comforting and trusting and, tried and tested styles that they know will last. You know, they've gone for a style that isn't fashionable at all, and isn't sexy at all.
So if Alex found that they're bringing sexy back in London, that does seem to indicate that London's economy is not just stabilizing, it's starting to grow. Still, Marshall Cohen, the underwear expert, did caution me not to interpret too much about another nation's economy by looking at men's underwear sales.
Take this the right way. Some countries' underwear is a different kind of product and or a non-product at all. So you have to really pick and choose the right ones. In other countries, some of the product is made by the consumer themselves. Some countries, they're not wearing it. So it's a little bit difficult to read all the time in many of the other places.
So I suppose this economic indicator wouldn't work so well in Scotland. You know, because Scottish men, kilts, never mind. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.